CenturyLink, this is Nancy. May I help you?
Nancy Gilbreth saw it as a chance to step out of her comfort zone.
Sure.
As a longtime CenturyLink employee and 50-year resident of Missouri, Nancy found herself looking for a new challenge.
Did you need to speak to
When CenturyLink presented Gilbreth with the opportunity to relocate to Monroe and work from its corporate headquarters in June of 2011, she happily volunteered. She says it was just the opportunity she had been looking for.
I had been with the company so many years and saw good things that were coming around. So I thought this was the place that I needed to be. And so I stepped off my comfort zone ledge and moved to very unfamiliar territory.
Gilbreth was one of the first CenturyLink employees to relocate with the company, and her experience inspired her to join the CenturyLink Ambassadors Program. The program is designed to help both relocated and new employees adjust to their new surroundings by assigning them a work buddy to guide them by providing information from recommendations on area schools and neighborhoods to helping them find their workspace on their first day. Gilbert says it's easier for her to go the extra mile to help her fellow employees because she's been through the process.
I'm all about improving work life, home life, the community, one person at a time. When they posted the ambassador, I think I was like one of the first ones sending an email.
The CenturyLink ambassadors, working in conjunction with the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, are helping market the region to relocated employees and fast-tracking them into the community. According to Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Sue Nicholson, the Chamber assists CenturyLink by developing publications and providing city tours to new residents. CenturyLink and the Chamber have also worked to create a brand new community event called Wauchatah 101. Nicholson says the event gives new residents the chance to experience area attractions and social service opportunities through nonprofit and volunteer organizations.
Newcomers can walk around the room, learn more about what the community has to offer. And again, if they have a special need, we try to have someone there in that social service capacity that can answer their questions.
CenturyLink is in year 3 of its 5-year deal with the state to bring 800 new jobs to Northeast Louisiana. Combined with the previous 350 job expansion of 2009, the Fortune 200 company will have created 1,150 jobs in the region by 2016. CenturyLink Vice President of Public Policy and Federal Legislative Affairs, John Jones, called the deal a team effort and said there is a buzz in Baton Rouge surrounding the future of CenturyLink in Northeast Louisiana.
Most of the growth historically in our state has been south of I-10, and to see a Fortune 200 company essentially put down roots here, make a commitment, stay here a long period of time, and then start making the investment to go with it, I think there is just a general sense of excitement.
The deal between CenturyLink and the state of Louisiana will keep the company's corporate headquarters in Monroe until 2020. Jones thinks establishing a corporate headquarters in Monroe will not only benefit CenturyLink, but the region as a whole.
Opportunities are also here for attracting entities who want to do business with us, various skill sets of new employees who would be looking for telecommunications as a career future, and then just the overall economic development of a tax base and everything else that would go with that expansion.
Looking back on her decision to relocate to Monroe, Gilbreth has no regrets and looks forward to the new adventures each day brings.
There's so much down here to go. You have great weather, recreation. I'm in love with the bayous and the wildlife. It's just great.
Adam Hunsucker, KEDM News.